I don't remember who won last week, and I don't know the results of the polls, if we took any this week.
It's something to do with a finger or something. Owie finger.
Yeah, the finger owie.
Oh, right. It's a Joe story one.
We had the vodka remedy. We had the truck falling through the ice. We had the guy walking on an inch of ice. Those two deaths. And we had the casino tree climber. And with the large majority, the Russian
finger. The owie?
Vodka
it was
treatment.
Funny.
Yeah,
it was funny.
Died, or yeah. He won. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, so there you have it. That was last week's episode. Well, we really got right into it, didn't we?
Yeah, we...
we should. We should get right into it and then banter. I mean,
are you talking about that, or are you talking about how we talked for an hour before we start our 30-minute podcast?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. The chatting beforehand is longer than
imagine
the podcast.
Imagine if our special guest would have been here. We would have chatted even longer.
I was so looking forward to that.
Me
and
too.
I messaged him today to confirm, and he's like, oh, bro, everybody's sick in my house. I can't do this tonight. So.
We have a Darwin Award expert that was coming on, so we're very excited about that.
He's got real-life phobias that we need to talk about when he's on.
We can't.
That, too. No, because he'll actually go down a rabbit hole.
That's what we want for the Patreon. If we can ask him to be on for the Patreon next week, ladies and gentlemen, you're in for a treat.
Yeah, I hope he can make it.
And we need to announce the Super Bowl winner before it happens, so we know, right? We know.
Well, it's going to be the Chiefs.
The Chiefs
Taylor Swift needs to sell even more tickets.
You're right.
And or Pfizer Niners. Needs their spokesman to be on top.
Kelsey.
That's right.
I think Ben might be on something, but we'll find out. Mm. I'm still thinking Niners.
Next week is Niners-Lions, right?
I'm rooting for the Lions, you guys.
That's my Super Bowl right there. I love both those teams. I'm just like down for it. That's gonna be a great game. I don't care about the frickin' Chiefs or the stupid Ravens.
Oh, no. I want the Chiefs to win.
Yeah, I do too.
Why?
Because... people were really happy about the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce thing, and now the NFL community, or whatever you might call it, hates their guts. And so there's nothing that's going to make me happier. Yeah,
classic Ben.
Yes.
Than to watch people fold on themselves and just be upset and call it rigged because of this.
I got to say, watching Jason Kelce in the stands with no shirt on, drinking beer and screaming his head off was one of the greatest moments ever.
Well, he was in the tailgates doing a bunch of crazy stuff, too. Throwing bowling, drinking
he's
shots at bowling
now,
balls and throwing them down. And yeah, Jason Kelce is probably my new favorite behind Puka Nacua.
Mm-hmm. Nobody's better than Puka. I wish he was playing right now.
No more Nacua for the season.
Well, next year.
Next year.
It's enough football talk, okay? We got some new patrons, and I just want to say thanks to all our new patrons. It's great. Let's see. We got Brent, Carol, somebody called Run It Reptile Expo, which is kind of cool. I don't know who that is, but that's cool. Somebody named Martin. Welcome, Martin.
Yeah, I think it's Martin.
It says Martin. I like Martin.
Like... has an accent? Or is it
His last name has an A with an accent on it.
Ah, okay.
So I like the Reptile Expo guy because there's a certain part of the year in Utah where all of the billboards are for this Reptile Expo.
We have two tiers that you can join. Actually, you can only have one because the other one is out of commission because people have joined it. You can become... part of the tier known as the ultimate lover of death for only $5 a month.
It's the same price as normal. We should change it. I'm telling you, we should have a second tier that's like $5 more than that, but it does nothing extra.
No, it includes $10 tier. Feet pics. We send our pictures of our feet.
Yes, yes.
Okay, well, let's get started this week on episode number 195. Who gets to go first? Adam, you go first this week. Me. And then me. And then Ben.
Oh, yes. I'm glad we did a pre-show thing because my other story I had was apparently old. So I don't want to...
So was Joe's. You both had old stories.
No, I gave him that story. That's why. But anyways. Okay, mine actually is kind of like a caveman type of death here. You know, just a a feat of strength is what I call it.
I love caveman deaths. That's great. Not the Geico caveman, just like the way you would imagine a caveman.
No, you do
dying.
Like the Geico caveman as well.
No, it's love. You are all indoctrinated because we've all been seeing the new Geico commercials with caveman in it.
I love them.
Right?
Yes, my kids don't get it, but I.
Right? That's why.
I love those commercials so much. I watch them. I wish I could watch them all.
How
all
does he time. Look the same age after like 20
it's
years?
It's called makeup and lighting.
Whatever. All right. Anyways. This guy's about that same IQ here. This is a 27-year-old man out of India, and he's participating in an event, I guess, called the Yavada Kai. That's what I'm going to pronounce it as.
That sounds like a Harry Potter, like a...
It does.
Yavada Kai.
Some karate tournament.
I'm thinking more, it sounds like a move Goku would do. Oh, so I'm going to pull out the
Yavada. We're all in the same realm here. Same realm of nerdiness. Yes.
Well, that's a celebration they have in a village in India. It happened last Wednesday. And what they do is they try to see who can lift the heaviest stone. Is basically there. How come? Who can lift the heaviest stone? This man did succeed. He was the winner. He did lift the heaviest stone. Unfortunately, he didn't know how to put down the heaviest stone.
Oh, no.
I mean, oh, yes.
He fell backwards.
I was going to guess.
Yeah. Okay. No, you didn't have to guess. That's exactly what happened.
And
I'm
it landed
sure
on his face.
Oh, gosh.
Well, yes.
I mean, how heavy was it?
They didn't say the weight of it. It's just
these reporters are morons.
It's from India. I mean, it's from a village in India.
You have someone died there carrying a very heavy stone. How heavy was it? That's like the whole pinnacle of your article.
It says it fell on his face.
Oh yeah, and you got your classic default image used for India.
Yeah, actually the same image. That's funny. Who had enrolled for the contest? He tried to lift the heavy stone when it fell on his face. He went to the hospital. Fantastic. He did suffer some grievous injuries to his face and head.
Yeah,
but he didn't make it through.
As you will.
Oh, it's a smooth granite ball, actually, spherical. Oh, there we go. Close to 80 kilograms.
80 kilos. I'll look it up.
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to do that. Go ahead and get on top of that, Joe.
It's like 22 pounds.
No, I'm going to guess this is 80 kilos.
Oh, I can figure it out.
390 pounds.
No, well, he can't lift 400 pounds. How big is this?
176 pounds.
Well, that's bad. That's not
that's
good.
That's a big rock.
No,
that's
the world's strongest man competition, they are lifting very heavy stones.
Yeah, but this is India. Does India even have very strong guys? I don't think I've seen it for
since. They're trying. Guys. They're trying to get there.
Roids. That's what they mean.
There's like a billion Indians. Do they even have strong people there?
Obviously,
I mean, they have the most populated country in the world, so there's got to be some really strong ones.
Well, yeah.
And their strongest one failed. I mean, he was able to pick up the stone, just couldn't put it back down.
Yeah, lost a good one. Lost a good one. 27 years old.
How many stones did he weigh? I don't know. I will still never understand how to... mathematically understand stones to pounds.
We have a lot of listeners from that area that could explain to us how stones work.
How high do you have to lift it? I don't understand it falling.
You lift it to your chest.
Chest.
I've watched. I'm subscribed to bodybuilder channels. You lift it to your chest and
I'm
hold it.
Subscribed to bodybuilder channels.
you have
especially
to hold it
in
here for
stones.
A while.
I've seen them like these big boulders they lift up. I've seen those, Ben.
I watch those competitions.
Those are why.
Well, we can go down a rabbit hole, but I won't.
Ben subscribed to 7 million channels.
Well, no, it was when I was watching Game of Thrones, the Mountain, as he's called. He's a huge beast. He actually competes in these tournaments.
Oh, really? I could see that.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No, he's in fake bodybuilding stuff.
Yeah, he's just a roider.
He just
Schwarzenegger was
pump. These other guys are really doing like crazy stuff. And why? I don't know. Is it entertaining? Nah, maybe kind of sometimes.
Do you think like back in the day they had competitions like this when they had nothing fun to do.
Definitely.
Who can lift this stone? Who can lift this?
Like I said, it's very caveman thing.
Think about those Irish competitions about how far you can throw a huge log.
That's true. Well,
dates back very far.
Okay.
Yes, to medieval times. The days of yore.
I don't even know how many years that is, medieval times, but yes, that's how I would describe it.
Yes. Yore.
Yore. Okay, Joe. You're up.
Yore.
Okay. Yeah, that was Darn Award Nominee number one. I do like that story a lot.
Stone face.
I like that it crushed his face. That's the funny part. Yeah. That it got his face.
Drop it on his toe and get an owie.
Because you're volunteering. You're voluntarily lifting up a big, heavy item.
Right. The problem is that it's so heavy, the next guy, he had to lift it directly off of his face.
Off the guy's
right?
face.
No, so. I think they roll it off a few people.
Ew. Oh, why is that worse, rolling it off of his face?
I mean, you know, just pick.
They probably have a term for that when it falls on them, when the boulder crushes them.
What would the term be?
I don't know. I'm sure they have some type of, I don't know. What are you going to title the story, Joe? What is your title going to be with this guy? Space.
I don't know. Boulder. I don't know.
We're face India crunch. Has to do something with mush and curry.
Rock,
some
rock,
curry stone. Face.
Stop
taking that out.
All right. No, you're not.
Okay. Darn Award nominee number two. This one also is out of India. This is a tech CEO who had a shocking death in front of his entire company on stage.
Oh, what kind of tech? Do we know?
Yes, we do. Vistex. Vistex CEO.
Oh,
Vistex.
They do the those robotics, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You both don't know what you're talking about.
We're all like
about,
Googling
right?
Vistex.
Let's see. Okay, so they were all in India to celebrate their Vistex Asia's Silver Jubilee. I don't know what that is.
Oh, that's the most popular. Go on.
Vistex was founded by this man in 1999. An advisory service. Oh, that's what it is. It's an advisory service company with more than 20 global offices and hefty clients like Yamaha, Coca-Cola, GM, and more.
Yeah,
so
they spread the Y2K hoax. Founded in 1999. Yeah. This tech company is the one behind the Y2K.
Their website says the global leader in go-to marketing solutions. That sounds like the most boring website I've ever been to.
That sounds like every
everybody
marketing whatever you want to look up.
All right. Anyways, yes, he's in charge of this old website.
Okay, so this guy is having this very large celebration with everybody from his company, and so the CEO and another guy, the president, are coming in an entrance on the stage for everybody to watch. As everybody's gathered around, they're like, hey, here comes the CEO. You know what I mean?
Is the president higher than the CEO?
No, the president is lower than the CEO.
Oh.
You don't know your hierarchies of business, Adam?
I don't have a president anywhere. I don't know where.
Well, you would currently be the CEO, Adam. And now if you hired someone to do your other business, they'd be the president.
I have a CEO.
So here's what it looks like. There's a stage. Okay. There's a stage. You're going to see. There's a stage.
What is happening?
And falling.
Oh my gosh. You didn't even warn us for a second.
It looks like a hot air balloon's lifting off the stage with sparks.
It is. So there's fireworks.
Is that a plane?
They're coming. Yeah, there's a plane flying by, and they're in a fake hot air balloon that's supposed to lower down to the stage. Right, and then they get out and they're dancing around like Bill Gates did. You know what I mean? Back then. Very excitedly. So the audience is all watching. You can see the heads of everybody watching.
Fire.
Flames are bursting out.
A lot of white guys there.
Fireworks everywhere. Right? And then all of a sudden, the hot air balloon tips on its side and these guys fall to their deaths in front of the entire company.
It's like a rope broke and then just half of it fell out. They dipped out. Well, that sounds like it could be murder to me.
No, it seems like you are
a CEO.
You're big on yourself. You're like, I'm going to come down to this event in the most extravagant
way.
I am
the
top. Look at this. But I'm coming down in a hot air balloon. Meanwhile, your employees are making nothing. Are like, why are we doing it? Why are we here?
It says a wire snapped. A little suspicious to me. I don't know.
They were killed off.
No.
CEO of a big company?
It's not suspicious in India that a wire has snapped on a...
It was made of kite string.
Yeah, probably.
Those glass shocking video showed the moment the yellow cage hovering near the rafters began to wobble as firework exploded and a voice implored the crowd to, quote, put their hands together for the pair.
Here we go.
You know how we introduced our CEO last year? For my company's event?
Yeah, what? Tell us.
It was a flash mob.
A what?
Were flash you mob. In the flash mob? Oh,
that's man? Where you had to like, dance for the...
Yeah. I decided to duck out. I just didn't do it.
Yeah.
Such a team player.
Well done.
So in he's a few not a year, team player. In a few years, it could be him coming down in
a hot air balloon. You should send this, forward this to him.
You said, don't do this.
This is a bad idea. If you have this idea, we're not doing this. You're not being lowered from any...
Or you should pitch it. You know,
it looked pretty weak anyways, even coming down.
I mean, I could pitch it. I actually like my CEO, to be honest. So I'm not going to pitch it.
It looked like a crappy entrance to me anyways. Like, it's not like the balloon looked that cool or anything.
No, it looked like... Tell me if I'm 100% correct, because I am. It's a small world ride right. at Disneyland.
It did look very... It's a small world. Yeah, you're right.
It wasn't anything like he's skydiving in something cool like that. It was just like, lower him down.
It looks like they plastered the front of whatever cage they were in with like paper...
Paper mache or
like,
something.
Like construction paper.
It did. Yeah, it did.
It did not look great.
For a multi-billion dollar company, you would think that they would go... They would do a little... Something a little more classy, do a little better job.
Get a stuntman.
Just walk out on stage with a couch. You know, hey, nice to see you guys.
That's what I would do. That's probably why I'm not... Why I'm not multi... That's CEO of a multi-billion dollar company.
It's about your stage presence.
That's the reason.
That is the reason.
Okay. Well, that was Darn Awards nominee number two.
Man, you gonna bring India? Keep it all in India this week?
Tell you after the break.
Hey there, listeners. This is Elon Musk. Yeah, I'm super rich and super brilliant. But stupid people have always fascinated me. That's why I listen to the Darwin Awards podcast on Patreon. And you're not as rich as me, but it only costs $5. And I really think that this podcast is the future of our planet. So if you want to make a difference in this world, you should join us. Click on the link below, pay the $5, and enjoy the archived and bonus episodes. It really will lighten your spirit and open your mind. And who knows, maybe the Darwin Awards podcast on Patreon will be my next big acquisition. I could definitely see it becoming bigger than Tesla. Thanks for listening.
We could send people things for signing up for the extra tier.
We used to. Wait, we don't have an extra tier.
I've got like some neck pillows.
Adam wants us to make another tier.
No, we don't need another tier.
Can I have a...
Kibunching like, this immediately.
Fans only paid. What are they called? Only fans? What's that?
No. I like how you pretended to... is it fans only? I don't know.
I got plenty of gifts to send people. I could send people some...
That's true, guys.
Adam recently purchased one of those... FedEx or UPS
pallets
the unclaimed mail.
Yep.
I was claiming those for a while in my own UPS box.
You still getting those unclaimed boxes?
No, they got wise.
They finally canceled
they're
it.
Like, what the heck?
Like, I haven't got one of those puzzles in years.
I bought I've purchased like 4 or 5 things on Amazon. I'm waiting to show up. You know, the excitement. When you know boxes are on the way, it's
so funny, Joe, because you're in Vernal. I have no excitement. Boxes just show up every day.
They come like the next day, and you're like, oh, what is it? Oh, shampoo, auto ship. Oh,
right? Dog food? Like, my wife just I don't get excited for the mail. I get excited for mail, not for Amazon, UPS, or anything showing up at my house and like, what's in this box? I don't know. Like, I didn't order it. It's probably my wife. It's probably shampoo. It's probably soap. It's probably clothes for the kids. That's all it is.
Nothing useful.
Yeah.
I got a big wood burning stove coming. It's not like it's coming.
Fireworks.
Oh, really?
For the greenhouse.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you found one on Amazon, huh?
Yes.
That'll come heavy and you put it together, I'm sure.
It's like 75 pounds.
That's great.
That is heavy. That is very heavy.
This is all great. Can I get to my story now, guys?
Oh, yeah. We're doing all a podcast.
Right. I forgot.
I'm very happy that you're in an area that you're excited to get your Amazon packages.
Why do you have to try and kill my joy? Why?
I'm going to send you something down the mail, like some Cheetos or something. You.
I would Amazon. I would be excited for that.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying, guys. We should just start sending each other random, like, $2 items.
You're right.
That's fair. It'd be kind of funny.
So we're going to get into the story, I promise you. But for my birthday, usually, I ask that nobody does anything. I don't want anything. And this year, I said, okay, whatever. To my kids, like, you plan it, you do it. And I said to my brothers and sisters, whatever you want, I don't care. Don't ignore me, fine. And they all decided, I guess, same day, I don't know how it worked. They all sent me different things, DoorDash stuff and whatnot, and it was fun.
That's pretty cool. Like, every couple hours, you get something new from DoorDash, right?
Yeah, I didn't know it was coming. So that was cool.
I don't remember when you planned it, Adam. This just kind of came together the night before or something.
Yeah. I think it's
I don't think you guys planned it whatsoever. It's probably your wives.
No. Yes, we did.
It was me and Adam. One last thing.
Oh, another thing.
I got before a little we side
get to the podcast. Here we go.
I have Walmart Plus delivery, and they deliver. Right, they bring it to my house. But if you don't have an item that if they're not in stock, they'll mail it to you. So I'll randomly get like a bag of chips that's FedExed overnight to me. Like,
I've never had that. They just replace it. If you order Ruffles, they'll just give you Frito-Lays overnight. Or something.
It's dumb. And like, it says you have a package coming. I come as FedEx. Like, what'd they send me? It's like the dumbest thing ever. It's like, oh, toothpaste. Okay.
Yeah, right, right, buddy. It's not
overnight this time.
They were out of mint, so they sent you the strawberry kids toothpaste.
Yes.
That's what happens. All right. So I ran across this story, and I'm going to do this differently. I'm just going to read the headline here because I thought it was very Michael Scott when I read it. And then this first story I have... didn't let me read the whole thing, but luckily I found another one. It says, a driver dies after disregarding bridge closure over Kalamazoo River.
Ooh, I like this. Did he drive through the barriers?
Why, they did. So let's read into it. Just after 7 p.m. on Saturday, January 20th, yes. Let's see. A 51-year-old Hanover woman was traveling westbound on Hanover Road and approached a... bridge that was closed. And when she approached the bridge, there were barricades and signs saying the bridge was closed. While continuing across the bridge, police say she tried to drive around several sets of barricades, and her car went off the road and hit a tree.
What? On the bridge?
On the
Where's the tree rolling?
On the bridge. This is the weirdest thing that I'm seeing now. While continuing across the bridge, police say she tried to drive around a second set of barricades when the car went off the road and hit a tree.
Maybe it's towards the end of the bridge or something, right? Why was it closed? Because it was like partly damaged or something, or what? I'm assuming.
In this headline says the woman dead after car crashes and lands in the river.
Yeah, there you go.
What is going on? Lands
in the Kalamazoo River. They have a little they have a little video that you can watch.
Oh my gosh, what is that? No way.
Zooming in. This is her on the bridge. So
holy cow.
No way. That does she have a smoking car cartoon? Yes.
Yeah, she did die. Yeah,
there is a river there.
That's pretty cool.
See?
Yeah.
This is a cool... Yeah, they should do this for everything.
Michigan.
They did get her out of the car, but she died at the hospital.
Oh, well, she got over... Okay. Well,
yeah, so, here's what it says. Yeah, while continuing across the bridge, police said she tried to drive around a second set of barricades when her car went off the road and hit a tree, leading to the car rolling down into the Kalamazoo River. Okay. There you go.
Okay. All right. So why was the bridge closed? I don't know. There were signs.
Who knows? They had cement barricades everywhere.
I imagine that it popped up on our maps, and she was like, "I road closed. I don't care." I sent you the other article, which I can't read. because it's blocked. But the headline maybe
like
was,
it was a recent barricade, and she's like, I go over this bridge all the time.
Could but be. That's very.
Or she's like, I don't want to turn around and go back 45-minute drive, so I'm going to go through this.
Yeah, but hit a tree. You don't hit a tree by going slowly around barricades. I think it's more of a surprise now that I think about it.
How did she freaking hit a tree on a bridge?
It's right on the edge of the drift. She probably just got finally to the end of the bridge. I guess you're thinking the bridge is probably bigger than it is.
Well, because she did get around the barricades first.
I mean, it's a river. It's not like a suspended in
that can't be. What are you just looking up?
The bridge.
This is the bridge. These are the bridges.
Yeah,
Kalamazoo River Bridge in Michigan.
So my thought, the barricades are on the bridge. Maybe the barricades are before the bridge.
Well, she went into the river either way.
Either way, she ended up in the river. Which is like my wife's biggest nightmare is ever landing in water with the car. That's her biggest nightmare.
Alone, really? I think I'm okay. If there's anybody else in the car, then I panic.
Yeah. True.
So I'm thinking she passed barriers that were before the bridge. Like, maybe. She was winding around them and then going usual speed. And I don't know. For some reason, the bridge is out of order. And she collided with the tree. But either way, you don't...
Stupidity either way.
You're not supposed to pass those multiple barricades set up for you.
Extra credit points for bringing a woman to the podcast.
Yeah, and she's 51, so...
That's great age. My wife is 11 years away from that.
Really? When did Lindsay turn 40?
She's about to.
Can't push her to 40 yet. Not there yet.
How old freaking am I? Is it 2024? Oh my gosh.
41, Joe.
No, I'm almost 42.
All right, let's let's move on with this podcast. Let's move on to the lightning round. In this part of the podcast, we're going to bring a headline of a story. Each of us will bring a little teaser, and the three of us will decide which one we'd like to hear as our fourth story. Tradition's dumb, and always the person who shared the last story gets to go again. So, Ben, what headline do you get?
Sorry, you can change this. I don't care. How would you like to structure this podcast?
I think it should be the person who went first.
Go ahead.
What? Why should you get the first? You know,
it's always you're not prepared to bring your headline.
And first whatever? I mean, it's
it's
not tradition. It's structured. It if is. You'd like to restructure it, then right, you Ben. Bring it into some meeting that we have.
Well, let's hear your headline. I always have to, delay my long... feel so you guys can come up with a headline while I'm delaying it.
I've got a man.
I'm good to go.
Headline says, man dries, drowns in waist high water.
Okay. So mentally ill person overdoses in the water or whatever. Just kidding. Mine is testing out a rope swing.
Oh, that is, rope swings are off my list, by the way. I don't do those.
No, me neither.
I've watched too many videos. I don't do it. No, thanks.
There's no video to go with this, unfortunately.
I think I'm doing something different. I'm going to share my screen for a few seconds.
Ooh.
That's what I'm going to do. What does it say?
Nigerian skit maker dies while filming video.
So he's doing TikToks or pranks. He makes little skits.
There we go.
He's in front of a basketball hoop. You see him standing up, and then you see him lying down. I would like to see how that happened.
Joe, yours was a rope swing?
Do you need a little... you need to see the screen again to see what that looked like?
No,
I think Joe knows or he doesn't know.
I've seen this story.
Oh, you have.
You have?
Yeah. I'll vote for it. I don't mind.
Why? You don't like your story? The rope swing?
If Joe's seen it and he hasn't brought it, it's because he wants to make fun of you for bringing a non-Darwin Award story.
No. It's okay.
What does he have?
It's not
his
a winner.
His mom and dad die, okay, and he's taking he care of like eight of his brothers and sisters.
No, I don't know about
he's
that.
He's a good nominee. Good nominee.
You think, I'm just going to ask you right now, do you think the rope swinger would get more votes in this story?
No, mine's not a winner either. So that's why I'm like,
all right, what's Ben's again?
Cool. I don't want to do worry about it now because you don't even remember it. It's not even votable.
Let's go for Adam. He's got a good picture. It's fine. Let's just do Adam's.
Fine. I'll do mine. It's out of Nigeria. We don't get that very often.
It's
so
true.
There's that, right?
It doesn't involve emails or princes.
This Nigerian prince. Phil will make
it. Is that all we know about Nigeria?
Actually still alive and he's sending emails to people. Please, I hurt my back. With the...
Is that how they talk, Joe? Nice accent.
I think we should start sending those emails again. I think that would be good.
Subscribe to our podcast and I will
bring
send
it back
you
around.
9,000 stickers.
Yeah. Subscribe and we'll send you a Nigerian prince email. All right. This is about a skit maker. I assume that means like a film or
a
little clip.
He's a TikToker.
He's making shorts.
Right? Yeah. He has very good phone quality videos, that's for sure.
Yeah, they sell very high-end iPhone products in Nigeria. I mean, I know nothing about Nigeria.
Okay, listen.
Maybe
you could
they
buy
do. Maybe
the
they
cheapest do. Android phone and it'd probably take a better picture than this.
I don't think so. Android's inferior. Get out of here.
So this guy, the funny thing about this story is the picture, good. I like it. But the stunt he's doing, I feel like, is so lame. It shouldn't deserve death. That's all I'm going to say.
Can I make guesses? Or
yeah,
tell
go
me
ahead.
Sure. Tell me when I should make a guess.
Make it now.
Okay, go
well,
for it.
I look at the picture and make an educated guess.
I will share it again.
It looks like he's doing a lip and then he's on the ground.
There you go. But that's not it. That's not it.
It's close, though.
It is close.
So he tried to dunk. Oh my gosh!
It's even worse than that.
And his head hit the ground.
It's even worse than that.
No, he. This is his stunt that he's filming for TikTok. His stunt is to see a video of him running and watching him touch the net with his hand. That's the stunt.
How high is the net?
It's a normal basketball hoop. I don't know, but he winds up somehow missing the net and falling and hitting his head on the ground. That's what he does.
That is not a normal net. That's a 7 foot high.
I don't know. It looks pretty.
He's just a tall man. He's just a tall man.
No, he's not. I could duck that.
Nigerians seem to be taller, I would say.
I don't think so. They seem to be shorter in my experience.
Well, yeah, so this is one of his best skits, I'm sure.
So he one punched himself.
I'm sorry, Adam, go ahead.
No, there's not much.
The article I read said that as he was running up, his phone fell out of his pocket. And
really?
And he looked down as he's jumping because his phone fell out. So he looked down as he was jumping, and then he hung onto the net too hard, and his body just kept swinging. Like his legs went out from underneath him, and then he just fell flat on his back.
What the heck? Yeah. Why is that not even in here? And like, why would he do that in the middle of a run, pull his phone out? Like,
okay, you know what? I've seen you both jump off roofs. I've seen you both do way stupider things.
This is stupid. Oh, wait, is it down here a little more? No, I didn't say anything.
Why I didn't bring this one, because I was like, trying to dunk a basketball isn't really a Darwin.
It's not. Well, first, I just thought it was dumb for the stunt. Like, his stunt was to touch the net, and he's filming it? Like, who's going to watch that?
Okay, I'll give you this. If you're trying to film it for social media, yes.
Okay. All right.
Okay, well, let me give you another scenario, okay? Just to further this. You're golfing. You want to film a nice stroke.
Different, though. He's not playing sports.
He is. Yes, yes, he is.
He doesn't even have a basketball. He's just...
He didn't...
You're right.
Okay. Okay. Let's say you're on the green. There's no basketball. On the green with no clubs or balls. Okay, now go, Joe. What?
Never mind.
How far can you throw the golf ball and then you... and then you swing too hard and hit your head on the marker
that's
on the
a good
side.
Point.
Okay. All right. Anyways, let's.
All right. Let's do a
quick
recap.
But however, I personally don't. Well, yes, I have. Never mind. All right, go on. I have posted me golfing online.
Let's do a quick recap.
Recap.
Story number one was out of India. It was. Oh,
really?
It was good. Wow. I know it was good.
Wow.
I know it was good. Adam, can you remind me?
It was guys, he looked like The Rock.
It was the guy picking up the boulder that smashed his face. Yes. The body. Okay, that was a good one. All right. And then story number two was the CEO making an entrance on the stage who fell to his death, landed on his head. Story number three was the woman who drove over the bridge avoiding all the barricades and crashed into a tree and rolled into the river. And story number four was a man trying to touch the net on a basketball hoop or hang on it or something and and fell and died. Adam, you went first, which means you get to vote first.
I hate these traditions that we have here. I don't know why. Vote first.
I feel like in my thought process, I'm not going to explain my whole thought process, but I think the guy picks up the stone and it falls on his face. That's what I'm going to say.
I like the idea of the rich guy falling and dying. I'm going for the CEO falling and dying.
Me too. I don't think there's anything more fun than spending your money, because I know how much it costs to do these things, to set up events. I mean, it is hundreds of thousands of dollars. And so that is great to me. That's great. I like it. I'm voting for Joe's.
Okay. Congratulations, CEO of the year. Vistatex something. You're the winner.
Vistatex.
Now let's go with the patrons and non-patrons. Anybody can vote. If you go on Spotify or if you go on our Patreon, you can vote. You can vote multiple times. And the boulder to the face, I mean, that's going to be...
It's a good one. It might win. Yeah,
I could see that. Look at Adam. He looks very disappointed that his didn't
No,
win.
I'm thinking right now. I'm not thinking about the stories, actually, but...
Well, let's talk about the Patreon. For those of you who are patrons, just keep listening, and you're going to hear this next episode, no problem. You can pay on the Darwin Awards Plus.
How many episodes are available of our actual podcast right now?
160-something.
No, oh, to the public.
Oh, 30. 30.
30. You're going to listen to 190 actual podcasts.
That's right, plus the bonus episodes. There's a ton to listen to, so you should join our Patreon. Everybody should. It's a freaking bargain, and we're amazing. So
if you liked this one, you can just now binge watch or listen for... A couple weeks.
This one was pretty good.
This one's pretty good.
I tell you what, the next Patreon that signs up, I'll send them something random from my pallets that I buy.
Oh, I'm signing up. I'm gonna finally sign up for
Ben's
a Patreon.
Gonna sign up.
Never listened to a single episode.
Well, it'll make my mailing a lot cheaper, Ben.
Keep in mind, Ben, that he did get an entire box of adult diapers and rubber gloves.
Did you see the like weird Indian restaurant menus or whatever that was?
I did see those.
I don't know what that was.
Well, let's Joe, garbage. Next business idea, me and you, let's use those menus. Let's try to use those menus.
They're in the garbage already.
Ben's idea of using our Patreon money to buy a pallet and then you know, selling the things.
Well, let's talk it on Patreon. Don't release all our secrets here.
Yeah.
Do it for
I do have a couple stories
people.
That I want to tease real fast. I have a man who got blown away when he was drunk. Like, literally.
That used to happen to me all the time. I was blown away by everything.
He was literally, though, blown away. Not like with a gun. And then I had a man who went on a mushroom experience, basically. We call it that.
I have the story of a marathoner in China who was disqualified. Do you know why he was disqualified? Anybody know the story?
Because he was a she.
Because he chain smoked through the entire race.
I hope he won. What a genius.
That's impressive.
That is impressive.
Imagine if he won. Yeah, that'd be great.
He was disqualified. It doesn't matter.
He did it in 3.5 hours, and he smoked entire freaking time.
No, he deserves a medal for that.
Yeah, he does.
He's just trying to get healthy.
Fantastic. That's the best story I've heard today.
All right.
Do you guys think that he smoked through the whole race to show off, or did he just need it that bad?
I absolutely believed that he would smoke whether he was running or not. But he also runs. And he also does things, and he just also smokes, and he's...